Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here. Like seatbelts and car seats, vaccines can be lifesavers. In fact, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, has said that immunization is the most important public health act in history after safe drinking water. And joining us this morning as part of our ongoing series, Public Health Today, is Dr. Donna Bakke, Associate Professor and Chair of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Upstate Medical University, to chat about this. Welcome, Dr. Bakke. Thanks for coming in today.
Glad to be here.
So let's start with this whole notion of vaccination. Do we take it for granted? I mean, it seems to me that in the process of several decades, maybe, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years, we've basically been able to beat many infectious diseases like polio, smallpox, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, mumps, what have you. And yet, it seems to me these days we take them for granted.
Well, the important thing is that we always have a new generation of children that need to get vaccinated. And if we do it right, then we don't see these diseases, as you've mentioned. And so people sometimes can think that we don't really need this because we seem to be protected. We're not seeing them until we have a major outbreak. And then we realize that if we don't have what we call herd immunity, which means the majority of people getting vaccinated and being protected, that we then start seeing particularly young children and older people who can get very sick from some of these diseases.
So something like polio, for example, which was a tremendous, you know, bane in the 1950s, is that a thing of the past?
It's virtually eradicated. There may be one or two small pockets of wild polio someplace, but really we've done a tremendous job with vaccination with that particular illness to really eradicating it. We eradicated smallpox, and we no longer see that.
But in terms of the world, there still are countries, for example, that are experiencing these kinds of diseases.
Not smallpox. We've totally eradicated it.
But polio?
Polio, there may be some, but most of the polio we see is usually in people who what we call are immunocompromised for some reason and get exposed to a child maybe who's had the vaccination and is shedding.
But the point is really that if we're such a global society at this point, people do travel to our country, people travel from our country, that if these diseases are existent elsewhere in the world, the possibility is still such that you can be exposed if you aren't vaccinated.
Yes, I think with our new global travel, that a lot of these diseases can travel very quickly, and people who may not be protected can get sick very quickly. We found that with the flu virus a couple of years ago.
So something like pertussis and measles, for example, well, measles in particular, at one time we thought that measles was eradicated, but there's been a resurgence even in this country.
Yes. We found out in the late 80s that only one dose of measles as a young child didn't protect you because we had a resurgence and a lot of older children and older people got infected. So now we have a two-dose regimen. But there are some people who have some concerns about the measles vaccine and haven't been getting their children vaccinated. And this is where we're starting to see some of these large groups of children getting sick. And what people don't realize is that there are a lot of consequences to getting these illnesses, and that's why we vaccinate. It's very important to vaccinate your children.
It's interesting because I think the other resurgence that's been very much in the news of late is the whooping cough resurgence, which is, I think California had a record number of cases in the last year or two, and that had been completely eliminated at one point.
Well, we thought that by just giving the immunization to children that you would be protected for life, and now we've found out that with a lot of other things like measles is that your immunization
wanes.
And so now what we're seeing is that adults are starting to carry that particular bacteria and can infect young children, and they themselves may not be that sick, or sometimes they do get sick. So now we're beginning to realize that when we give the booster shot for tetanus, that we also need to give a combination booster for tetanus and pertussis.
And that's the new Tdap.
Yes.
Combination.
Yes.
But let's get to this whole concept, though. You've been alluding to it, why people are not vaccinating. And there's been all of this brouhaha in the press probably over the last, I don't know, maybe decade, this fear of vaccinations. Can you help us understand that?
Well, back in the late 80s, we started tracking potential consequences of vaccination. And so as sometimes we've saw, there may have been some slight link, but when you go back and look at the data, there was one research article that was done particularly with measles that said that there was a connection between measles and autism. That research article has now been repudiated. The person collected the data inappropriately and really made
inappropriate. It was erroneous data, actually.
Right. Inappropriate conclusions. And so, but people still seem to believe that there is this link between measles and autism. And one of the things that people have to realize is that the onset of autism in children is about the same time that children are getting vaccinated. So although there seems like there's a connection, every study that's been done has shown there's no connection. The child is just getting that for some other reason.
It's coincidental.
It's coincidental.
And I think more recent research lately has been talking about other factors that may be in play with autism.
Right. And we don't know. But clearly the research is showing that there is no connection between these vaccines, particularly measles and autism.
Hence what's happened, though, in a lot of communities, I think, in so-called educated, forward-thinking communities, parents have opted out of this whole notion of vaccine. And as you said, there are really very serious consequences to that.
Right. I mean, the reason we have vaccination, because we had children dying, children getting very, very sick from some of these infections. And many of these infections don't have antibiotics to treat them. So the only way we can prevent a child from getting seriously ill is by vaccinating them. And I think the take-home message here is that we have done the studies and we have demonstrated that vaccines are safe and that parents should really get their children vaccinated and vaccinated age appropriately, so at the time that their physician is recommending.
You know, it's interesting because I think people of this generation, parents of this generation, as you noted in the beginning, haven't seen the ravages of some of these diseases, things like polio. I mean, I'm just of the age where I can recall the fear of polio, and actually, in my husband's family, his sister got polio. And so we are much more sensitive to how these diseases can absolutely spread like wildfire and take over, and are so grateful for vaccinations. But I think this current generation really still needs, many have to need to be convinced.
Right. And I think, you know, we just need to keep saying that the best thing you can do for your children is to vaccinate them.
So let me talk about another specific vaccination. Why or should we be vaccinating children for something like hepatitis B? Is there a need for that?
Yes, there is. It's a viral infection, so we don't have any drugs that can treat it. And it can cause severe consequences if you get it in adulthood. And you can get it either by contact with secretions or through sexual intercourse. And so the best way to prevent something like that is to get the vaccination, be protected ahead of time. And so that's why we started vaccinating children against hepatitis B.
How about the flu? I mean, I know there's really... From year to year, sometimes there is controversy about flu vaccine, but what's your overall view of the flu vaccine?
The flu vaccine is extremely safe. You have to get it every year because, unfortunately, the virus changes quickly, and so they make new formulations every year. And the best time to get it is early fall, like October, November, because usually in the United States, particularly northern United States, the peak is sometime in the winter, so you want to be protected against that. Children as young as 6 months can start getting it. It's important for pregnant women also. They can get it, and they should be asking their doctor for it.
And so basically, there's really no, it's all age ranges from 6 months all the way up.
Right. And so the reason we want to have family members, particularly for children less than 6 months, given vaccine is so that they can protect the child who can't get it.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much. This is such important information. We hope people get out there and get their vaccinations and allow their children to be vaccinated. My guest has been Dr. Donna Bakke, Associate Professor and Chair of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Upstate Medical University. We'll be right back after the news with more Health Link on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYS.